Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers here grounding atop what we call Mount Rogers, and it's not really a mountain, but I'm standing out in the backyard and thoroughly enjoying this beautiful August day. And the only way that I know how to start a Saturday morning to really enjoy it to its fullest is have somebody like Barbara Battucci, our guest today, on the line to discuss all kinds of things, but more importantly, let you meet her. There are several of you who have never heard her story. You've never seen her amazing testimony video, which, Barbara, I'm going to guess, is that still on YouTube, or did we have to pull it because it's pretty hardcore?
I don't think it's that hardcore. Do you think it didn't pass? I know it's several years ago.
Well, I think the reason why I ask if it's still there is because I think it really, really, and I got I received an email back yesterday from Dave Johnson, and he said, yeah, if anybody is the epitome of the word, what did I write about yesterday in my email? Tenacity. If anybody is the epitome of the word tenacity, it would be Barbara. And Barbara, I thought, what a great compliment from someone like Dave. Barbara, share your story. Let's just jump right on into things. Share your, as we call it in the industry, your elevator pitch, your elevator speech.
Well, I don't know if this is my elevator speech, but I will say that I am, it's amazing that, and I'm so grateful that Nikin came into my life. I suffered with a bad back for 4.5 years. You know, radiating down my leg, I couldn't sweep and mop on the same day. So it was always kind of quite interesting to clean the house. You know, there were just certain things I just couldn't do. And I had small children at the time. And, fortunate for me, my neighbor's brother flew in from Maui, Hawaii, because my upline went to Maui, Hawaii. And it's like, okay, if anybody has trouble building a business, try having your upline a couple of different time zones away. But, you know, so got a hold of these products, and within 3 days, I woke up, I was headed to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, I'm up. I didn't have to do old Uncle Joe moving kind of slow, roll out of bed, push the bag up straight, and get going. I was already up and walking, and I was just totally amazed, totally transformed my life. And that was my mid-30s. I have to unfortunately say I'm now in my 60s. Woo! I just – but
– Yeah, and now wait a second. Why do you have to say I'm unfortunately – what's wrong with the 60s?
And I'm in my 50s now, and I'm now going, oh, no, I got to say 60 now. But I have more energy and vitality than I did in my 30s. So, no, I guess it's not unfortunate. It's a beautiful time, a beautiful place. But I've got my life back. You know, there are times I might have issues or, you know, get a little stiffer or such. But, you know, I've got tools and things to help me not hurt. And that's the beauty of Nikin. Between our water system, you know, helping with alkalinity and doing the things around here. I always have a power band on when I'm sleeping and, you know, our pillows, our whole sleep system is a cocoon to just help rejuvenate, recuperate us. So I've got my life back. And that's the tremendous thing with Nikin. Now, Vance, I'm going to just go ahead and segue. I am also a breast cancer survivor of 15 years, and I'm going to say something that could be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway, is that I didn't do any chemo or radiation. I did diet. I did mega doses of different things, and some, yes, were Nikin. And by the time I had my surgeries, I didn't have cancer cells anymore. I just had abnormal cells. And so I then chose not to do the regular regime. Now, I don't coach people not to do the regular regime, but maybe look at both and. If that's some, if you've ended up with the cancer card in your life or your family, you know, that's something to think about, because we, you know, we're going to come at it from all different angles, but in the midst of it, let's make sure we're taking care of your energy along the way. Let's make sure we're going to flush out the stuff once you're done with your treatments, you know, or help you sleep better or have less issues with your toes and your fingers and different areas if you are undergoing some of those treatments. So 15 years, I'm pretty proud of that. And, you know.
Well, Barbara, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I remember doing a three-way phone call with you years ago with a friend of mine who was in that same predicament, facing cancer, and your words to her were simply this: I would not expect people to do what I did, nor would I even, and you used the word a few seconds ago, counsel, nor would I counsel people to do what I did, because I took my life into my own hands. And I think something along those lines, and I may be getting some of the words out of place, but the point that I walked away with is, wait a second, cancer is pretty extreme, and life is pretty extreme. And if we want to take things into our own hands, then it may be, as we've already been saying again this morning, that, you know, change is inevitable. Growth is optional, to quote John Maxwell. And what you did was growth. Was extreme growth, saying, look it. And I've heard this term before, I've read it in books, that if you really want to deal with something as big as cancer, you have to starve the cancer. You have to starve the bad stuff. Chemo and radiation are fantastic. It's a proven method. It works for a high percentage of people. And at the same time, if we can starve the cancer, any disease, any abnormality, if we can starve it, if we can get the body set up in an environment, and that's really, isn't that what Arnican solutions do? We change the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So the body, you know, I've got a gal who's going to pull up here in about an hour to drop off her son, who's going to be doing a bunch of yard work for me today. She's dealing with a lot of stuff. She's financially strapped. So she's going to delay getting some products, and I may work a deal with her. I may finance the waterfall, which I don't mind doing, just so she can get a better price. But she gives me to other people as a freak of nature, which I gladly look at her and say, I'll take that title. I'll take that title. Because I would say the same to you, Barbara. You're a freak of nature. And I mean that in every way possible that possibly use.
Vance, what are the best advice I got when I was all of a sudden faced with that? No one wants to be dealt that card. You know, it's like all of a sudden I'm in a club I didn't plan to be in, and I got to do research and study stuff I don't care to know, and I can't spell or pronounce and all that stuff. But the woman said to me, she said, you know, no matter what people are telling you, just know the final decision is in your hands, and that you have the levers and dials to control what's going to go on or what's happening, but that you have the ultimate decision of what, you know. So get the information, bring somebody with you, get the, you know, all the different options, all the different things for treatment or care, and then ask, if I was your sister or your mother, what would you have me do? And I did that with every doctor, every physician. And they kind of look at me like, what? Well, yeah, if I was your mom, is this what you'd be telling me? Would your advice be a little different? Would there be something else you would tell me? You know, and that way, it brings it home. It makes it real for them. And then you come back around it at a different angle, possibly. Or not. Maybe it's the same. But that, you know, that I had that final say of what goes on with what I do. And that was tremendous for me to do that.
And here you are, 15 years later, and you're still doing good. And we can't see you, Barbara, but we can hear the energy and the vitality in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've met people that are much younger than you are, and I know we have friends who went a different route, went a different path with their mm-hmm. issues. And again, I'm not saying specifically cancer. I'm saying all kinds of stuff. And they went a different path, and that's really, really good sound advice for all of us. Say, hey, doc, hey, specialist, if I was your mother, if I was your father, or if I was your spouse. And I remember having that conversation years ago with our DO, with our primary medical doctor. I said, hey, doc, what would you? I looked right at him. I said, Dr. Upshaw, what would you recommend if you were in my situation?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, that's a good perspective, Vance. Here's what I would do. And he opened up his medical journal, and he's more naturopathic. And I thought, this is advice I want. Now, did it take care of the problem? No, not for me. I'm still dealing with this and an issue. But I think the bottom line of what you're sharing with us is we have to take ownership. We have to, we don't throw Western medicine out the window. Lord forbid, because it has its place. Especially in an emergency scenario. However, the body was designed to help itself in these products. I want to, Barbara, for the sake of time, because you asked me yesterday any specific topic, and I'm going, mercy, this woman's asking me if I want a topic. She doesn't need a topic. It's like
I get a direction and I'll talk, right? That's right. I want to underline one more thing. If you are going through any kind of treatment or such, ask your physician if you can eat mushrooms or have baby barley grass, and not use the word immunity or greenzymes, and because you can. I mean, they're whole food. Our supplements are whole food nutrition. So... anyway, that was, I just want to underline some of those things. I like to get that education out and share that with people. So thank you.
Yeah, guys. No, and Barbara, yeah, no, you're so right on. And let me do a quick commercial for Neken, because we have this opportunity to enroll in what's called a wellness subscription. Okay, and I'm using terminology that's in the future. Right now, we still call it autoship, but a wellness subscription is something that simply says, hey, I want to, it's like what my wife and I were looking at all these different life insurance policies for our kids. We've got three daughters, you know, 21, 19, and 10. What's the best subscription for them? And it's amazing all the different options that are out there, and there's whole life, there's term, you know, and all this stuff. But a wellness subscription is something that's simple. And as you just said, mushrooms and barley. If you just start there, I mean, it's beautiful what we can get for expedited and discounted shipping. It'd be great if it was free shipping, but right now it's not, for a wellness subscription. But why not start there? Because for even a couple, a husband and wife, or a small family, it's minuscule to just start there with the mushrooms and barley.
You know,
you don't
I'm going to
underline
something else.
Go ahead.
Too, Vance, because with our KVB, the Tens and Vital Balance, there are different things that are pretty powerful. It's a meal replacement. But there was a time where I had an issue and all of a sudden had brain fog. And it was a lot of stress. Mom had passed. Different things had happened. But I had a veil, like a veil on the front of my lobes, and I had no short-term memory. I had different issues, and it went on for a good bit.
And when Roger Drummer introduced the product, the generations before this one of our shake, which we're so grateful Nikan listens to us and does perfect it and make it even better every time. The MCTs in that. So he shared that he was a sugar addict, even though he was a vegetarian at the time. But he goes, I'm addicted to sugar, and I just have to admit it. But if you take the shake, or, you know, now I do the little pile of real salt in the morning, drink my water. So I do about a little eighth of a teaspoon of the Himalayan or real salt, drink that. Then I have my shake. You can have coffee, tea, just no sugar for the first 2 hours when you wake up. Now, I tell other people you could have a piece of chicken, you could have just eggs, you could have, but just pure protein. And what that does is it gives the body, gives the pancreas a break. And so, and what the body does in the morning normally is it checks all the levels of all the systems and sees how much calcium, how much this do I need there, da 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 da. And if you're putting sugar in, it doesn't have time to do that. It's having to work to process the sugar and do that. So anyway, I did this. I did the pure protein, you know, and waited 2 hours before I ate anything else. And I actually had to set the timer, Vance, because I nibble and eat all the time. I'm on nuts or different things. It's really funny. But anyway, so I set the timer in the beginning, make sure I wouldn't eat anything other than that or have my, and here I'm having my shake, okay, with unsweetened almond milk and water. I mix half and half. And so on day three, it was like sunshine coming through the fog. All of a sudden, I had little bursts of sun coming through at about 11 o'clock in the morning. Then day four, same thing. You know, just giving myself a little break in the morning and just doing, you know, my shake. At 11 o'clock, it was as if I felt the neurons just connecting, you know, like, pshaw, 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 and the veil just lifted. And I got my brain back. And to me, that's tremendous. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, you know, I do have moments where you forget this or that, or where did I put those keys? But you know,
wait, you mean, are you admitting you're human, Barbara? Is that what I hear you saying? I see. I thought you were up there on a pedestal with Wonder Woman and all these other DC comic book here. No, I'm serious. Hey, Barbara, you are starting here in a week or so, in September. You're starting basically an accountability call, not really an accountability call, but just a kind of a weekly check-in. If you're addicted to sugar, or if you've got some of those cravings that you'd like to get rid of, give us the information about that call that's coming up.
Oh yeah, we do have it on. I always call it Brody's number because that just works better. And he does one on Thursday afternoons. And so it's his same wellness home number in case anybody's on that list. But it's the 605-472-5543. And then the code is 721-323-POUND. Now that's 605-472-5543. And it's 721-323-POUND, and that's Mondays on the East Coast, 3 p.m. So that would be Central 2, Mountain 1, and Pacific noon. And we shoot for half an hour. The first one we're going to actually start on August 31st, and it's probably going to go a little longer. We do teach a Curb Your Sugar Cravings 7-day cycle for helping drop weight, and it's in the premise of the keto, reducing your carbs and increasing your protein. And there's a list of what you can eat all you want of, and then what you can just limit to once a week or once. Yeah. And so we have that list and we can get that up, and we recommend starting the program with two shakes a day, but you can also do it with one shake a day. But if you did two shakes a day, that gives you 2 weeks worth of shake in one, of supply in one canister. But I dropped 8 pounds in 10 days when I first started doing this. Linda Morris actually put this together and was phenomenal. We went to a doctor's office 4 times to listen to her talk because she didn't have slides. She didn't do this, but really giving that pancreas a break was the key. Increasing your protein, reducing your carbs has you start to burn the fat off your body rather than, you know, the carbs that you're eating because you're no longer eating them and you store 3 days of carbs. So, that day three is where I made the big difference. And, you know, I always jokingly say at 40, I couldn't see at my 40th birthday. At 50, all of a sudden, I had this little band, and I'm like, I am not going to be putting on this weight. I joined the gym. I did some stuff. Well, I found myself moving. I froze the gym, learning this program. I'm going through all this stuff. I'm not exercising like I should, and I was dropping the weight, and that was tremendous for me because we kind of get in these little ruts, and what we used to work when we were younger isn't working now, right? What we could eat, we can't, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it's a way of tweaking it. And then there's phase two and such. And I have on my YouTube station, Barbara Bertuzzi. Let's see. My last name is B as in boy, E-R, T as in Tom, U-C-C-I like cat, Bertucci. But on there I have Elaine Matthews talking about the KBB, and she just started, and we did this back in June and July, I believe, and she's lost 20 pounds now over this time period, but she's had birthdays, celebrations, and COVID, where you're staying inside and not, you know, having the gym and other things. And her goal,
Barbara, I gotta go back. You said something that is so crucial. Okay. And since you just mentioned COVID, you know, where we're staying inside, we can't go to the gym, we can't do the exercise things. You said, I'm not exercising like I should, and yet the weight was still coming off, or I've been able to keep it off. Can I ask you two questions or one question that I'm not supposed to ask any female? Because if my wife were standing next to me, I'd be having to duck because she's going to slap me because I'm not ever supposed to ask this question of a female. There's a couple. Number one, it looks like you're pregnant. When are you expecting? I've done that, and I've gotten slapped by the person I asked because I just wasn't trained that way. But do you today in your 60s, do you sense, not feel, but do you sense that you're actually at your ideal weight for your height?
Yes, I do. I mean, I feel like I'm in my prime. I just feel great. I have my energy. I have my vitality. You know, I don't wake up sluggish or, you know, I just think that there are times where, or hungover, you know, or, And it might not be drinking. It could be that chocolate cake or whatever it is that you ate. But I am very, very conscious of the sugar I do eat. Now, I enjoy some fruit here and there. That's phase two. But I'm very, very aware of it because.
Okay. The reason I ask it, and I apologize for keep interrupting, and I know I'm going to get a few texts and emails from people saying, why do you keep interrupting your guests? Is because I had an experience the other day, and a gentleman who is probably 15 years my senior, he actually followed me around. We have a community food recovery program, and I'm shopping, and we're talking. I thought he left because he disappeared, and I went inside the building, and he keeps following me around, and he's defying every COVID, you know, 6 foot of space thing. We both got masks on, and I said, David, why do you keep following me? He said, Vance, I want to learn more about what you're talking about. And Barbara, it's exactly what you're educating us on, the simplicity of making some small corrections, some small tweaking, starting the day with protein. See, and I do it a little differently than you do. I like to add a couple more things. I love peanut butter powder. Especially the organic stuff. You can buy it in bulk. It's super, super affordable. I add that to the KVB. I also like chia seeds. I add those because you let them set, and they're super good for the body. And so by the time I get done with my concoction, I like almond milk as well. I just use a little shaker cup, no blender, no fruit. That's the key. If you're putting fruit with your KVB, stop it. Stop it right now. Right, Barbara?
Right.
Stop.
Right.
Your body doesn't know how to process all that extra sugar in the morning. And I know it's fruit. It could be, like, you could go out and pick the blueberries right out of your backyard and put them in with your KVB. But stop it. Stop doing that. Why, Barbara? Why should they stop doing that?
I
think you've already answered that question. You got to give the pancreas a break.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you know, on the program we teach, you take your body weight, you cut it in half, and that's how many protein grams you need a day. It's also how many ounces of water you need a day. And the only other thing that would have you not be successful is if you're not sleeping. So those are the three factors of helping you drop the excess weight, get back to your normal weight and feeling, you know, really good and pristine and having, you know, the fine-tuned engine, right? Having it work for you and beat it. And what does Dr. Gary Linder say about water? You know, that's not a drink option. And he doesn't say it that way. It's not your, but it's not optional. It's a necessity. You know, it's one of the nutrients you need to thrive. So, yes, if you want to have tea and other things, fine. Have your glass of water as well. Right? Have your pie.
Oh, no, I'm doing it right now, Barbara. That's the thing. I got a big glass of Pymag water right before the call started, and I'm finishing my organic coffee for the day. I haven't started to put the protein in. I understand. But that I use, what did I use? I can't remember what. Oh, it's our organic almond milk was what I put in it. But that's my little vice every day. I think I've got 7 or 8 ounces.
Our parents went off by accident because they just didn't know with the whole low fat, no fat. And there's a whole, you know, they had their own pandemic of stuff. And I think that might be where the Alzheimer's and the different things are happening, because we've got to feed the brain good fats. You know, that's one thing with this program. You can eat the butter. You can have the things with your vegetables. You can, you know, there's some things that are really good for you to have, and you need them. So we're just asking you to watch your sugar and your carbs. You know, a cup of oatmeal on the label says there's no sugar in it. But if you look, there's 28 carbs. Well, you divide by 4, 4 carbs is 1 teaspoon. So start reading carbs on your labels and divide by 4, and that's how many teaspoons of sugar are in that item. So that oatmeal, even though it's slow processing in the gut, and there's a whole different thing about the glycemic, you know, index part of the body with the sugar rising and such, but it's sugar. And if you take in sugar, you won't lose weight for the next 3 days. When I look at that piece of bread, or I look at that, you know, cheesecake or something, just know that if you eat it, you're going to be starting on day one again. And that's fine. The next day, you just be really, really good, really, really rigorous, and you won't put the weight back on. And those are some of the things that you, the tips and techniques that you get. But I just thought,
and
you know.
Barbara, these tips and techniques that you're giving, I at least weekly, and I had an experience, one of our business partners, Pat Kelly, I'm going to call her out, and because it was such a wonderful thing that she did for me, we were on the phone, and she said, Vance, I think that might be too much protein. Because I described to her exactly what I just said to you, and that was, I like chia seed, I like peanut butter powder. And so I'm pushing 30 grams of protein in a shake. And, oh, by the way, we might want to add, this is not Vance's brilliance. This is Nancy Clyde, Emily Rogers, David Jones. So many people said, man, two level scoops of the KVB is too much. So I went anal a few Saturdays. I won't go into the complete explanation of it, but a rounded scoop. A rounded scoop is 31 grams of powder. There was a little mess up, and they're looking into it. Nikan's going to fix it. Don't worry. But several people said, man, I put two level scoops in there, and it was, seemed like a lot. So thick. My own father, Denny Rogers, who's 78 years young, he said the same thing to me. He said, son, it just seemed like it was too much. So I only just used one level. I said, Dad, one rounded is exactly what you want to meet the specifications that are on the label. So if you don't believe me, just experiment yourself, and your body will tell you what it needs. But that's one big key. The other one thing, and I want to go back to this again, Barbara, for we have a little bit of time left.
Okay.
You said that thing, I'm not exercising like I should. We need to get out. We need to be active. We need to do the things. We've got a lot of people that walk up and down our road. And I don't, I lead an active lifestyle. I'm standing out on 5 acres where we live, and I only have daughters. So I've got two young men coming today to help me, cause there's only one of me, and things grow in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, you add water and sun and things grow, and our property doesn't look like the way it should. So I'm trying to play catch up. But my point is this, is that gentleman that I mentioned the other day that followed me around. Have you ever done this, Barbara? Have you ever prospected with your belly?
My belly? No.
Your belly. Well, I'm talking to these three guys. All of them are carrying extra weight. One of them was a 1990s Olympic cyclist with the U.S. Olympic cycling team. And I asked him, I said, we went to high school together. I said, Abe, I would like to see a picture of you in that tight spandex cycling suit. I would like you to bring that to me. And he said, well, why? I said, because I just can't. And I was calling him fat. Sorry. I know that's rude, but we have history, so I can do that. But I pulled up my t-shirt and I said, I want to see you look with abs like this. And this other guy that followed me around, that's why he was following me around. Because he said, Vance, I want to know what you're doing or what you did to get abs like that. Barbara, I didn't have abs like this when I was in high school. I didn't have abs like this 5 years ago. But I learned and I listened to people like Dr. Gary Leonard, like David Jones, like Roger Drummer, all these people that give me these little tips. And the key is KVB.
It's
and exactly what you're saying. Half your body weight in grams of protein per day. And again, going back to what Pat Kelly said to me, she said, Vance, I think that's too much protein. And she said, why don't you Google it? Why don't you look it up? And I did. I found several articles that talked about too much protein in the body for people with a pre-existing kidney issue. Too much protein, especially red meat, which I don't eat. I don't eat pork. I've not liked it since I was a kid. I eat very little red meat.
Mm-hmm.
For a pre-existing kidney issue, yes, too much protein is not good. None of the articles I found said anything about plant protein. And Barbara, final question, and I'm like, gonna let you have the final word. What's the first ingredient? What's the plant protein source in the KVB?
What? Huh?
What's the protein source in the KVB?
Oh, we have, what do we have? We've got, my brain wants to go to Rice, and it's not that.
What is it, man?
It's pea. Well, you've got pea protein. There's all kinds of other things in there. And I've got another testimony that I'll share at another time.
Well, and you know, pea protein, they say, is actually hard on the body, but we actually have enzymes in there to help us break it down and digest it.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. That's the difference. And
sorry.
So we. Yeah, no, it's fine. You don't have to apologize. I'm playing with you. We're having fun. And again, we can throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, and anything. People will say, well, what about this? What about that? What about that? You know, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. But let's look at it in context. Let's unpack it. Let's read the ingredients. And when people read the ingredients, and you can do a screenshot, you can send them to the Neekin website, you can register them as a customer, and they can read the ingredients and say, okay, now let's get you on a wellness subscription. And you could take advantage of that. And if they take advantage of it this month, they'll get a deeper discount. And that's the thing I love about your upline.
And
Brody,
it'll last the year, correct?
Yeah.
And they just extended it, so it's 25%.
Exactly. You grandfather in. But I love the way that Brody educated me is ask for the better price. And we can do that before our customers even ask for the better price. By simply saying, if you're curious about a better price, we do have that option. And that's it. Barbara, give the phone number again, because people are going to be texting me and asking me, and it'll save me a lot of time today.
Right.
What's the phone number?
What's Brody's call, because I think it's advertised out there a little bit better than me getting this one out. But, and that's that Thursday afternoon one that he does, coming home to wellness or something. But
your call on Friday, your call on Mondays
call
and Fridays.
Mondays at 3 p.m. And then there's a Zoom at 8:30 in the morning with Linda Morris, Brainstorm Friday on Neekin Live. And then I do a Neekin Live on Thursdays at 11 our time. Eastern.
Okay,
Center.
So the real key one here, because I'm being selfish, I'm thinking
call.
For myself here. The phone call, but it Mondays at noon my time on the West Coast, that's something I could tap into. But learning these little tidbits, because most of us are aware now that half our body weight in ounces of water, that's a given. We know that. We could do that. You know, take your body weight, divide it in half, and for those of us who are carrying extra weight, we think, oh, man, that's too much water. No, it's not. No, it's not. You start hydrating the stuff, the toxins will go out. It's not. And you can do it in a day. You can start it in a day. But
well, and
the,
if you hold if you hold your weight for 90 days, your body's going to recalibrate, and that's going to be your new ideal weight, and then you won't fluctuate much from that weight on. Those are some great things. The phone number you wanted is 605-472-5543, and then the code is 721-323-POUND. I'll say it again, 605-472-5543, 721-323-POUND. And it is good to get a buddy, and I'll be asking people to get a buddy or helping you find a buddy. Because when you do, it just helps to check in and answer questions or just report in. Oh, let me drink that glass of water quick so I can say I drank my water so far today, you know, or whatever. Right?
No, it is so true. Just like in Humans Being More, we have the swim buddy or whatever you want. In the ICANN Attitude course, we have a business buddy, and we check in weekly. Not always. Sometimes. I slip up and I don't check in, but it really helps. Where there's accountability, there's every motivation for change. And that's Vance Rogers' quote. I don't have to give credit to anybody else. I had a friend years ago who said it differently, but it was from a negative angle. But the positive approach is where there's accountability, there's every motivation for change. Barbara, you have unpacked so much in a short amount of time, and I am grateful because you've reminded me of how simple something like KVB can be, and I appreciate the fact that I didn't have to ask you to talk about a specific topic.
Well, you said
you
your elevator speech. I'm like, I haven't been in an elevator in a long time, man.
And if you were, you can't get close to somebody so they can even hear you, and because they can't understand you with the mask. And oh, trust me, I've been in elevators, a few of them, and it's a miserable experience. It's just terrible. So, Barbara Battucci has been our guest. And if you want to share this conversation with somebody, Saturday AM Live is the website. Go to the 2020 recordings. Look for her name. It'll be down at the very, very bottom. Again, Saturday AM Live, 2020 recordings is the tab. And go to the very, very bottom and look for Barbara. How do you pronounce it again with the Italian flair?
Bertucci. Barbara Bertucci.
There we go.
Fine.
And
thank you.
And
man,
thank you, Barbara. And if you're new, Steve wanted me to remind everybody again. If this is the first time you've dialed in or whatever, talk to the person who told you about this, and to get more information, find out a little bit more. Find out about all the specials that Nikan is constantly throwing at us. They're just fantastic. And the KVB, I know we've talked a little about, it's the end all. As Barbara said, you know, about her shape and size and alertness, I'm in better physical shape at 52 than I was in high school. And I wasn't fat during high school. I wasn't out of shape, but I have abs now, and I know that shouldn't be such a big thing, but it's so liberating being able to know that I'm actually taking care of this temple, this physical body. So it's just so much fun. So again, Barbara, thank you so, so very, very much. I really appreciate this. You started my whole weekend onto a wonderful. I can't wait to run inside and, you know, go get my KVB and start.
Thanks,
so,
fans, for having me on.
Yeah.
You're always so many great people and different topics, and I just love it. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.